Welcome back to the News Hour. It's Thursday, time for Club Krannert, where we look at upcoming events at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Joining us from her mobile Krannert Center office, it's Bridget Lee Kalfas. Bridget, you're in the thick of it now after opening weekend last weekend. Before we look at three key events that are coming up this weekend, just how was the opener for you?
Oh, it was wonderful, Scott. We had such an incredible community celebration. Over 2,000 people came out to join us for opening night, and we also had a great crowd the following day at our family day. So it was a really wonderful way to celebrate this beginning to our two-season 50th anniversary.
Great to hear. And then three marquee events this weekend. So when you guys start, you start.
Yes, that's right, Scott. We're not slowing down even a little bit this week. Tonight we have a world premiere, actually, with the Builders Association. They've been here in residency with us for the last 3 weeks and have been collaborators in the past as well. They're doing their take on The Turn of the Screw, a production they're calling Strange Window. So it's a beautiful gothic novella as the basis of a story that has a lot of resonance today as well. And we're so pleased to continue supporting this company and to see this production come to fruition tonight.
Yeah, a little bit of haunting ghosts, gothic themes to it, but yet relevant to us today.
Yeah, that's right. It certainly has that sort of psychological bent to it, but they're doing a very contemporary use of multimedia experiences, and I think the way that they integrate that technology into their performances is really like no other company out there.
So that is actually tonight, and then tomorrow night, it's a very popular group. You had to bring them back, I hear, and put them in a bigger venue. It's the Hot Sardines.
Yeah, we had them back. We had them a few years ago here at the Center in the Studio Theater. And as you said, it was so popular. It sold out so quickly. And we thought we need to get them back as soon as possible in a larger venue so we can really fulfill this demand. So we do have some tickets still left. And we want to be sure everyone gets the opportunity to come and join us on Friday night. They're doing this hot jazz scene from the kind of 1920s and 30s. But what sets them apart is that their percussionist is actually a tap dancer. And so you're getting this wonderful sort of live tap performance along with this great hot jazz music.
All right, the Hot Sardines tomorrow night. Here's a little sample of the Hot Sardines. A lot of energy there and a unique style.
That's right. They've got that blazing brass lineup and that tap dancing rhythm section and just fantastic swagger as a company, too.
We've been talking a few times now about tap dancing, and you'll be more featured during the year. It's kind of enjoying a renaissance as an art form.
It really is, and it just sort of happened as we were booking that we had this through line of programming and tap, as you say, with Savion Glover here this year, Doran Stans, and even the Lyric Theater at Illinois program is doing Crazy for You, which is a tap show in the spring. So if you're a tap dance lover or want to explore more about the form, this is really the season for you at Krannert Center.
All right, and now, as they say, for something completely different, on Saturday night, the Los Angeles Master Chorale, Lagrime di San Pietro, or the Tears of St. Peter.
Yes, this is going to be a very special presentation on Saturday night. This will be in the Fullinger Great Hall, of course, some of the best acoustics in the world for such an incredible company as the Los Angeles Master Chorale. This is really just a sweeping Renaissance piece, but it has been staged and set by director Peter Sellers, and conducted by Grant Gershon, who's the artistic director and conductor of the LA Master Chorale. So you're seeing this choral masterwork, but it's also a choreographed piece. So it's not coming to see a traditional chorus standing on risers with the conductor in front of it. It's really a piece that moves and emotes throughout, and the company of singers is just extraordinary.
Let's take a little bit of listen to this masterwork with the Los Angeles Chorale. And the music composed by Orlando Di Lasso, one of the staples of Renaissance music. And we should note, Bridget, as well, that there's no late seating for this performance and there's no intermission either.
That's right. It's just an 80-minute piece. And so we really want to preserve sort of the sanctity of the moment in that, you know, this piece is taking you through the seven stages of grief that St. Peter experienced after disavowing his knowledge of Christ on the day of the arrest prior to crucifixion. So it's a very poignant piece, very powerful piece. And so, yes, we are asking for folks to arrive on time so that we can give them the best possible experience.
All right. From gothic and psychological thriller to hot jazz from the 1920s to sacred music of the Renaissance, a little bit of everything this weekend at the Krannert Center.
That's right. And there's much more in the season ahead as well. We hope people will explore it all at krannertcenter.com so that they can join us throughout the season.
Bridget, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you again on Club Krannert.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Local news is next.